Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into another edition of the PanTheDot.com podcast. It's Friday. Hope everything's been great for you this week. And it's the off season for this guy right here. We're about to talk to and jump on the line. He's back in town working out. Just talked a little off the air about it. But current Green Bay Packer defensive back, Chandon Sullivan. What's going on, Chandon? How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? Like you said, just back in town, back in the local Atlanta area, just trying to get ready for year three.
And that still blows my mind, man. And we'll obviously chop it up and talk a little bit about that. You know, do you find yourself sometimes just thinking about, obviously you're super active on social media. You know, you wear your emotions out there publicly. It gives you kind of an avenue to do. And I definitely tell a lot of people too, come find you on Instagram, Twitter, all the social media platforms. You put a lot of positive energy out there, you know, into the universe specifically. But, you know, does it hit you? You know, hey, look, man, you know, I was playing peewee ball back when I was, you know, 8, 10, 11 years old. I'm really an NFL DB. You know, do you have a second, you know, to marinate on that at all? Or you know, you're just still kind of in grind mode?
Of course, you know, I've been wanting this dream ever since I was 8. You know, I've been grinding towards it, middle school, high school, college. And, you know, to finally have an opportunity to play and make an impact on your team, you know, it's kind of surreal. But, you know, the offseason is definitely where I get a chance to sit back and reflect on how far I've came and just, you know, reflect on where I want to go moving forward. So,
well, let's talk about a little bit about that path, man. I've known you since I believe you were either 16 or 17. So you and I go back a ways, but I know a lot of folks are new and may not know your journey specifically to Georgia State. Talk a little bit about your recruiting process, man. As you and I both know, it certainly wasn't, you know, televised, and you weren't doing the hat swap thing on national television. It was a little bit different for you. You know, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Georgia State was your only FBS offer coming out of high school.
Yeah, that's correct. I always felt like I had the talent. Kind of felt like I floated under the radar. I was a little under-recruited coming out of, you know, the metro Atlanta area, Gwinnett County area. But, you know, I just took my opportunity and I ran with it. You know, I remember Coach Miles sitting in my office when I was – or not my office, but my mother's living room when I was, like, 17. He was like, you know, allow me to coach your son and develop him into an NFL caliber player. You know, it just worked off, and I just stayed with the plan. I trusted it, and, you know, it paid off.
Well, and it was interesting, too. You know, your defensive coordinator, Jesse Minner, at the time, it's just funny how this you know, stuff happens. And, you know, we were talking about things. Of course, you know, visited multiple times, committed, got to a point, and he mentioned one way or the other, hey, do me a favor. Don't blow this kid up. You know, don't make sure the 24/7 guys get him. And if he stays a little under the radar, that's going to be okay for us long term. You know, definitely was. Jesse didn't say that about a lot of guys. And I know Luke Heward said the same thing about, you know, of course, your former teammate Penny Hart as well. And so me and my crew gave him our word, hey, look, no problem. We won't blow these guys up. Not really a big issue there. But, you know, once you get here, man, you know, it's interesting. And I try to talk to people, you know, covering recruiting for almost two decades now. You know, the biggest thing people out of high school, they want to do right away, no matter if you're playing at Georgia State or, you know, Division II school or you're playing at Alabama or Georgia, man, you want to know when you're going to get on the field. And you had that opportunity. You got in there in the mix right away but once you arrived. And, you know, kind of talk about that transition a little bit, man, from high school playing out there in Winder Barrow to playing really Sunbelt football right away.
Yeah, it was definitely a different transition. You know, I didn't know what to expect coming in. You know, I guess I was a little undersized, and I didn't really know what position I'd play. You know, in high school, I played pretty much everywhere, offense, defense, special teams. So going into Georgia State, I was just curious to see where the coach was going to, you know, use me at. And Coach Minner gave me an opportunity. My freshman year, he threw me in at safety. And, you know, I never looked back. You know, was able to have a pretty productive career, and I just got my opportunity to leave. So I'm forever, you know, indebted to Coach Miles, Coach Minner, you know, the whole defensive staff. But just giving, you know, a young kid like myself an opportunity to, you know, show my skill set. So,
no question about that. And you know, I did want to get your thoughts as well, because it's always difficult when you're, for you were an upperclassman. You were a rising senior. Certainly the coaching change happens. You know, and it's never comfortable. You know, no one that I've talked to has said, hey, you know what, that was awesome. We just had our coach get fired. It's always difficult to go through that transition. How was it for you? Obviously, that was your final year of eligibility downtown with Coach Elliott, and certainly a little bit of a schematic change, truthfully. You know, it's one of those things, too, where you guys, especially you and Jerome, you know, playing a lot of, you know, man, you know, moving to a little bit more heavy zone, you know, playing deeper coverages, things like that. Was there an adjustment period, certainly, when you arrived and you being a senior and kind of gone through the – you know, this college football thing, you've gone through it enough years. How was that transition for you?
Yeah, it was a big transition. Anytime you're in the defense and we're, you know, coaching staff for 3 years, you get pretty comfortable, and they're pretty comfortable with what your abilities are. So, like you said, you hit it right on the head. My first 3 years, I was asked to play a lot of man. You know, they appreciated me and Jerome and even BJ Clay's skill set, and they trusted us out there on the island. I wasn't asked that much to do that my senior year, you know, play more so zone, cover four, cover three. And, you know, I had to answer that question a lot going through the NFL, you know, making the transition to the NFL. You know, a lot of scouts thought my numbers were down, thought, you know, I wasn't as aggressive, and I was just doing what I was asked to do schematically. And, you know, and it worked out. We was able to win, you know, our first bowl game. But, you know, it was definitely a transition, but it was a learning process, and you definitely experienced that I need, especially transition to the NFL, where, you know, it's a cutthroat business. So, you know.
Well, and the biggest thing, too, that transition probably prepared you for you know, moving around teams. You know, certainly we know, you know, the NFL, you know, your contract's not going to be guaranteed. You have an opportunity to go from team to team, and you did just that. But kind of a wild story there as well. And you know, again, talking to Jesse when he moved on to the Baltimore Ravens, and now is the DB coach up there. You know, I asked him, I was texting him all during the combine when you were going through that process. And even then I said, hey, you know, what do you guys think? What are the Ravens saying? What's the vibe up there? So then of course you land in Philly, as an undrafted free agent. And for folks that don't know, you know, that process, you know, is pretty, I'd imagine it's probably nerve wracking for you, just because, hey, you know what, you got invited to the combine, you were one of the best seniors in the nation, and then really not to get drafted. How was that process for you, obviously talking to your agent and going through that?
It definitely was a crazy experience. You know, going to the Senior Bowl, I felt like I had a great performance. I felt like scouts were able to see what I could do against other talent. And then going into the combine, I felt like I had a great, you know, off-season training. It just was unfortunate. I was able to get a little nicked up. I had a hamstring situation where I tried to fight through it. Was it the smartest thing? Probably not. But, you know, that's just who I am. You know, I'm a competitive person. I was at the combine. I was ready to perform, and my numbers were, you know, reflected that, you know, and that, I felt like that kind of hurt me in the long run. But, you know, it all worked out. You know, I told myself, you know, my combine performance is not going to, you know, define me for the rest of my career. Once I get on the team, once I get in a situation, I'm never going to look back. And, you know, I learned a lot my first year with Philly. It didn't work out. And Green Bay gave me a chance. They gave me an opportunity, and I was able to produce this year. And I'm just excited for year three because I really feel like I can, you know, make a spark and make some noise in the league for sure.
Well, that was what I was going to ask you. So how was that conversation? You know, you and I have got a chance to catch up, you know, during the bye week last year and certainly at basketball games this year. And then for folks that haven't been in the sports arena, you're probably going to bump into Chandler Sullivan. He's coming out and supporting the other teams as well as the, you know, his former classmates. But tell me a little bit about Green Bay, man. You know, I've never lived up there, but we obviously see things, you know, on TV and different places around and hear the stories. Is it really like a college town, basically?
It is exactly like a college town. You know, this time of the year, the city's pretty dead because, you know, the diehard football fans, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the support, the magic you feel when you walk in the Lambeau is crazy, you know. And I was a little nervous at first because, you know, I'm from the South. I haven't played in too many, you know, cold games throughout my career, but I think I adjusted well. You know, the coaching staff, I told them day one what, you know, what I could bring to the table. I'm a versatile kid, and that's what I've been my whole career. And I felt like that's what I needed to do to get back right on track. And they gave me an opportunity to play, you know, a little nickel, dime, backer, free safety, strong safety, just whatever I needed, you know, whatever piece of the puzzle I needed to fit in the secondary. And I feel like that's why I was so successful. So now I'm just ready to go back and just prove, you know, to the rest of the league how versatile I am and that I'm, you know, a top caliber DB.
Well, and let's be honest, man, the biggest thing, too, at the next level, and you got to, you know, kind of experience it from your first 2 years already. It's not just being, you know, a defensive back. I mean, it's working on special teams and doing the little things that way, because, you know, a lot of times too, and especially in the NFL, some of the younger players are going to play a lot of heavy special team reps. I know that was something that, you know, you carved out a little bit. Even I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you either return a punt or a kick in preseason last year?
Well, actually, it was crazy. This past year, I returned kicks against Kansas City Chiefs. They
seen my
film.
That's what it was. Regular season. Returned, right. Yeah.
Yeah. They saw I could return in college. I did it a lot, but they knew I had the ability. I can catch the ball cleanly, and you know, I was able to make guys miss. So they gave me an opportunity when a guy went down this year. And I made the most of it. You know, that's just what I kind of feel like my trademark would be for the rest of my career, just how versatile I am. I don't want to be bubbled as a corner or a safety or a nickel. I want to be a guy that can do it all and bring a lot of value to the team and just help the team win, because that's what I've been doing ever since I was a little kid, you know, even in high school. And in college, I kind of, you know, settled in to kind of corner or safety. But as I continue the rest of my career, I just want to be that guy that can do it all. So whether it's special teams, you know, corner, nickel, safety, dime, it doesn't matter. Just a guy that can help the team.
No doubt. Well, I got to zoom out a little bit, talk a little bit about the guy on the other side of the ball, man. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, one of the all-time greats at quarterback. What's it like going against him in practice every single day and seeing kind of how he works on his craft? And obviously, you don't want him to pick on you too much in practice, but what's it like when you guys get into game prep mode and battling that way?
I can honestly say he's about business. You know, he's not a big rah-rah guy. Guys don't say too much, but when it comes down to handling his business, leading by example, that's exactly what you want. And I get confidence from going against him in practice. I genuinely feel like he's one of the best, if not the best quarterback in the league. So I feel like if I can perform well against him in practice, you know, these other quarterbacks, you know, shouldn't give me too much of a trouble. And that's just how I think about it going into every game and, you know, every practice. So.
Well, and the biggest thing that, you know, you I've talked to DBs before in the past that have played against him in games, just his arm angle, just the way he's so difficult to bring out, and just how that ball pops out of his hand, too. He has one of the quickest releases. I know it's a little bit tougher sometimes as a DB. I may have an extra step here or extra half a step, but that thing comes flying out pretty quick with that dude.
Oh, exactly. And I feel like that's what makes him one of the greats. His arm strength. For him to be such a veteran in the league, I mean, be able to do the things he can do, like he'd be in practice throwing, you know, go balls off his back foot. He's not even set, no look, sidearm. It just doesn't matter, you know, whatever it takes to get the ball to receiver. And I see this in practice all the time. So when he does it in the game, I'm not really surprised. You know, social media may go crazy, but we like, man, he just did that on practice Wednesday. You know, so it's kind of funny. So.
That's a trip. Well, we got to talk a little bit about the playoffs. Obviously, didn't come out with the result you wanted to there. We always see it, obviously, in you know, regular season games and the intensity, certainly in the NFL. What was the biggest difference that you saw, you know, going through, you know, the playoffs there? You know, you got a little bit of taste of it with Philly in year one, but, you know, Green Bay certainly, you know, advancing there. And really, you know, just the reality of it, you guys were right there, you know, a couple few plays. You know, could have potentially gone your way, and who knows, you'd have been in the Super Bowl. So, you know, what was that experience like for you, certainly in your second year?
It allows me to sit back and see how far I came in just a short year. I remember last year in Philly, we made it to the playoffs, and I was watching. You know, I was inactive, and I just remember saying to myself, like, once I get a shot to play in the playoffs, I'm going to try to, you know, do my part to make to help the team win. And that's all I was able to do this year when we played the Seahawks. I had a couple key plays. And, you know, just going into point when we played San Francisco, just knowing my role going into the game, having a lineup against George Kittle, one of, you know, if not the best tight end in the league. It's just amazing how far I came in last year, and I'm just hungry to try to, you know, make it back next year, because I feel like we have all the pieces to the puzzle, and I'm just, you know, just excited.
No doubt about it. So what's next for you? So we've got, you obviously talked about working out. OTAs, I assume, come up soon enough. You look up at the calendar, and they'll be here soon enough to get back together, right?
Oh yeah, so it's back to, you know, back to the basics. I'm back with my trainer and Gwinnett, and just talking with my agents, drawing up a great game plan to make sure I'm in the best shape possible. So when I go back to OTAs, I can do whatever it takes to, you know, try to be a bigger contributor to the defense this year. So I'm just excited, and you know, it's year three, time flies, and I'm just ready to show the world, you know, what I'm about.
Carving out a little bit of time for me, man. As I tell everyone Simply put, one of my favorite GSU athletes of all time, and one of my favorite guys, man. You represent yourself well on and off the field. We appreciate you jumping in and spending some time with you. Appreciate the impact that you obviously have on Metro Atlanta and doing right by GSU, man. You're a proud member of the Panther family, and we certainly appreciate you taking some time.
Well, I appreciate you for everything, man. Hold me down since I was a little 17-year-old boy. So, you know, to be in year three now, you're still in my corner. I appreciate everything. So,
always, my man. Well, we'll catch up soon, Chan. Thanks again, brother. We'll talk to you.
All right.